My mama used to say not to worry, 'cause it's just like a rocking chair. It gives you something to do, but to tell you the truth.
Hey mamas, you're listening to the Whole Mama Podcast with Jenna Gibbons. We'll talk all things motherhood and how to build a solid foundation for our children. Our goal is to empower and educate and provide the tools to embrace motherhood and raise compassionate and confident lifelong learners. We believe that as mamas, we need to give ourselves some grace, and our children deserve the best education. I'm your host, Jenna Gibbons, recording right from my barn outside of Nashville, Tennessee. So throw something comfy on and grab a mug of your favorite drink, and let's get started. We have so much to talk about. Thanks for joining me today. This is Jenna Gibbons with the Whole Mama Podcast. Thank you for joining me today. I apologize. I am sick. So this is going to be a short episode, but I definitely wanted to talk about how we are called as mamas, because I really have felt that this has touched me this week, and I'm sure for many of you as well. So bear with me as I am sound horrible. But thank you for joining me. I hope you have something delicious that you're drinking. I am enjoying some coffee today. And let's just dive in. So last week I pulled a lot from a sermon we had on, we heard on Sunday at church, and also an episode from, if you don't know Kathy Heller, she's amazing, from her podcast. Check it out if you have not, especially if you're someone who is searching to leave their job to have their own business or to find their calling. It's just amazing. So I heard both of these, and it was just like those times where you feel like God is just talking to you. And, you know, I listened with an open and honest heart this week, as I've also been kind of just trying to slow down a little bit and be with our kids more. And I was like really honest with myself, my goals, my faith, and my intention, you know, for this life. And, you know, although the specific details varied in both the sermon and the podcast, they both spoke of the same kind of general idea. And that is, we are called. We are called. We are, all of us are called to a purpose in this life. And it's not that, you know, it's kind of like that journey to find that calling, that we often find ourselves on. And it doesn't even matter what your calling may be. And you can't really even compare it to each other. Well, this is more important than this or not, because simply your calling could just be to be a caregiver, to care for the people you love. It could be to teach in a way. It could be to start a business. It could be, there's a huge variety of things, and it really is dependent upon what God calls you to do and what you're here for in this in this life. So, and then on top of that, my devotional this week also talked about not allowing for fear to keep us from reaching our full potential. So crazy how those all kind of aligned. And if this isn't a sign, I don't know what is. But, you know, my devotional touched on how to, and I'm quoting it, but often we allow fear to paralyze us, right? We sit and wait until we're no longer afraid, when we should have acted long before. God has a plan in place for you, and it may require you to step out of the realm of your comfort zone. You may be uncomfortable, you may be scared, you may not feel that you are ready, but you will when it's time. And this may mean in business or homeschooling or just simply spreading the good news of Jesus Christ. It goes on to share that fear is nothing. It's a mirage. It's a temporary emotion based on a temporary situation. God puts us in situations of discomfort for a reason. And that didn't hit home this week for me, and I'm sure many of you as well. So, you know, really saying that God is greater than your fear of failure. And what does that mean? How does this apply to your life? You know, I think often we're so afraid, to take that next step because we're afraid we'll fail. Well, often failure leads us to learning more and to growing and in doing greater things. And I think once we humbly offer ourselves up for, okay, I may fail in this, you often feel a sense of freedom. At least I did when starting a business or a podcast. And often listening to Kathy Heller's amazing podcast, because, you know, I think, and oftentimes we, if we do it messy, we get started. Growing up, I think I hesitated to do much because I was so afraid I was going to fail. Well, then I never did anything. So would you rather just sit and do nothing, or actually take a step and maybe do it messy and grow and learn from there? So I really ask you now to kind of really think about, excuse me again, what makes you feel alive? What makes you stir inside? What can you offer to this world? Because whether it's reaching out to people about why God has affected your life, or to share your experience of teaching at home, or helping people start a business to serve others, or starting a nonprofit, whatever it may be, if it wasn't really possible, it would eventually go away. You'd forget about it. You wouldn't worry about it anymore, right? But if not, if it continues to return as a reminder that your purpose and what your purpose is, it's still being called. Little reminders peek in, right? So will you continue to ignore those? Or will you actually take action, right? And I also think that if you do stay home, or you are home, just homeschooling, and you want to start a business, or you want to start a nonprofit, or you want to do whatever it might be that's calling you, I think often we feel, well, I stay home, I can't do that, or I don't have time to do that, or, all those different things. Well, wouldn't it be a powerful thing if your kids witnessed you taking care of them and doing all the things at home, but also, wow, she's really following her dreams right now. Like, there's hard days, but she doesn't give up. Like, she has like a little business on the side, and she's helping people, and she's teaching people and leading. And I mean, wouldn't that be a powerful thing for your kids to see? If that was your calling, you felt your calling was to start a little side hustle, or to start a business, or just, like I said, start a nonprofit, or to be active in your church, like all of those things your kids are witnessing. Like, you're obviously, if you're homeschooling, they're witnessing all of that, but then they're also witnessing what you are doing for yourself and to help you grow and to help you lead better. And that's a wonderful thing, in my opinion, to teach as well. And also, as you're kind of processing, what your calling is and how you can best serve. And I love the verse, which I didn't put in my notes today, but I'm sure you've heard it, that, which I think helps me kind of lead and continue on even on the hard days, is at the end of my time here on earth, that God, says, well done, good and faithful servant. I did my job here that he called me for, right? But your mind is very powerful. So what are you feeding it? How are you caring for it? Because, all of those things you think about on a daily basis, all the things you're bombarded with, whether it's in the news, what's going on in the world, or what you're telling yourself, are you feeding it with good stuff, right? God's word, powerful podcasts, challenging or engaging books, positive and a supportive community. What are you offering your mind, and is it propelling you forward, right? Because as you propel forward, again, your kids are watching you. They're seeing, they're actively engaged with you, and they're also learning what, positive and helpful life skills are, right? all those things that they can take with them as they see what you're doing, right? That, you know, your learning doesn't stop when you graduate high school. Learning is an ongoing process, whether you're learning to do this, that, or the other. And, you know, it's funny how often that voice that we often hear, what your calling is, has opened so many doors and opportunities, even in my own life. It hasn't always been in the direction I thought or hoped, or I, you know, intended for, or the amount of time that I felt was right, you know, because you feel the time is right, but it might not be God's right time for you. But I can tell you one thing, you know, even starting a podcast, I don't look back with regret for not having tried something new or scary. And you can do the same thing. I often say, you know, I'd rather try, and if it's scary or I fail, I would always be glad I tried and did that, whether, you know, and not having regretted never doing it, never trying it, right? And why does failure scare us so much? And I think, what if, you know, if an idea doesn't carry itself through, you know, so what? So what if, you know, you offer to share about Jesus and the person says, oh, you know what, no thanks. So what if you start to homeschool and have days when you feel like the worst mom in the world? So what? Who said any of this was going to be perfect, right? It's not going to be perfect. If we were perfect, we would be living Jesus's life, right? And we try very hard to do so. We are human, and things don't go as planned always. And let that perfection go, because otherwise you'll just be sitting stagnant. And I sure don't want to be sitting in the same chair forever, right? So I ask you now, what are you called for? Everyone's calling will be different, and it should be. I wouldn't want us all to have necessarily the same calling in life. We'd all be doing the same profession, or we all would be doing the same this or that. I think one thing that is the same for all of us is to share God's word and share his love, you know. But how do we do that? Maybe we do it in different ways, right? Think of all the different people out there in the world who are waiting to be changed by you. And you may say, oh, well, I'm not educated in that area, or I don't know much about that, or I'm not confident. Well, that goes back to, what are you feeding your mind, right? What are you telling yourself every day? What are you listening to? Who are you around? What's the community? Who's the community you're in? You should be around those things that are going to lift you up and remind you that you can do this, that you are called, that you can fulfill this, that you can have an impact. And those people would be, you know, your impacting coworkers, or your children, or your spouse, or customers, friends, strangers. How may you change your life today? Even by the simple action of, you know, buying an online course to learn how to start a business, completing paperwork to homeschool your child, inviting someone to your church event, or inspiring your employees in some way. Little things can really make a huge difference too. Taking a moment to do something for someone that you see that's a stranger, right? Going live on Facebook and sharing about something that happened to you, that you just had to share about, that you felt God's presence. People are looking to be moved right now, especially right now. They're looking to be inspired. Why not inspire them through God's love and goodness? Why not show them there is still goodness in this world despite what we're seeing in the news and on the internet? If you are feeling a pull to something new and maybe even scary, here's what I'm going to do for you. I give you permission to explore it a little bit. If you can't give yourself permission, I'm going to give you permission, okay? And I am giggling about that. But really, I'm giving you permission to just explore it a little more. That is honestly how I started a podcast and a blog. I explored it a little bit. Give yourself 1 hour to find out what you'd have to do to start. What you have to invest in, time and resources, right? And who can help you do it? Take one page in your memo pad, your phone, your planner, your journal, or a Word doc, and just write down some notes or some steps. Just start. When I first started, you know, wanting to start a podcast, I had no clue what to do. But I Googled it, or look on YouTube, and I just started. I just started writing some notes down, and I ended up purchasing a 30-day launch to your podcast, 30 days, and I started checking stuff off. Honestly, propelled me forward. It started me in the right direction. So examples of what maybe you're getting called to do, pulled to learn more about. And it may be this, before I share some examples, it may be you research a little bit more and you're like, you know what? That's not exactly what I thought it was. But maybe it will lead you to something else. Say, you know what? Actually, this feels more appropriate for me. This feels more what I'm being called for. Well, then another day, take an hour and research that idea. Until you start moving yourself in the direction where you feel you're in the right place. So examples could be starting a nonprofit, or offering a support group, starting a podcast, starting a small business, becoming an influencer. And again, I'm very sorry I'm so stuffy, but I really wanted to get this out. Changing jobs, planning a family vacation, switching to homeschooling, offering a Bible study to the community, starting a co-op, a homeschool co-op, offering a retreat, writing a book. That's right. I'm really hoping to be starting my, you know, I've written some things down for a book. I would love to be an author. I would love to write a book. Well, then, you know, same thing for myself. I need to start writing my to-do list and see if it's the right fit, right? Other examples could be starting a farm, adopting a child, helping people with their health and their wellness. Maybe starting on your own health journey and then sharing it to inspire other people. So give yourself a few weeks to just try picking away at it and see what happens. It's not going to, you're not hurting anything. You're not really investing in much right now. You're just doing your own research. And I know you're busy. We're all very busy. Get up an hour earlier and give yourself that hour to just write down, brainstorm, brain dump, write down everything on that piece of paper, the things you research, the things you learn, the things that are in your heart that you want to just put on paper. Just start. You have so much to give to this world, right? Through so many different outlets, so many different ways you can help people and serve. People are waiting for you, even if you don't have a business, right? A lot of things I listen to, you know, they share that you have so many people to touch through your business. And it's true. All of us do. But if you don't have a business, that's okay. Maybe your intention is just to serve at your church and maybe starting a youth group or encouraging more young families to come to your church or, you know, starting some programs for children. You know, there's so many different ways that you can serve. And, you know, if it doesn't seem like a big thing, it is a big thing because everything is influencing someone else. And it will be to the people that you're serving, right? So I hope that helps. I feel inspired. I'm excited. and once you start, you know, doing this research for yourself, once you start, you know, just discovering what your calling is, you know, please share with me on social media or email me. I would love to hear your story. I'd love to share it on here on the podcast. And, you know, on Instagram, it's, @the_wholemama. I'm on there often, well, every day, Facebook or email me at Jenna@IAmTheWholeMama.com. I'd love to share your story. I'd love to share, how this has impacted you or inspired you to just take a little bit of leap of faith and just try it, right? So thank you so much for joining me and bearing with my stuffiness. And I just wanted to just let you know where we are right now at The Whole Mama. I have taken a couple weeks just to kind of slow down a little bit, and we're getting there. Spend some more time with my kids and kind of regroup, but again, still working on things, you know, in between teaching. So we have a retreat coming up for mamas who are homeschooling or interested in homeschooling. And that's on May 14th. It's a 1-day retreat. I hope to make this more of a 3-day retreat in the future. But just wanted to start this way first. That's going to be in the Nashville area. And I can let you know the location if you're interested in being there in person. It is a limited number of people who will be attending, so I want to make sure that it is impactful and I can help those who will be there. So it's a small group of mamas. If you're interested in coming to the farm and getting some things done for your school year next year, we're going to tackle a lot. The morning session will be more about you reflecting, regrouping, and relaxing. And then the afternoon we'll be learning and then kind of having a power hour to really get some planning done for next year. And even, you know, the best case scenario is you have everything at least laid out for the whole year, so you feel really good about where you are, you know, going into summer before things get busy with traveling. And then in addition to that, you know, of course I have resources like my free homeschool, like a pro PDF. If you need help just kind of starting homeschooling, I have a Whole Mama survival guide. All of that is in my show notes for you. We also have a wonderful Facebook community called The Whole Mamas. with over 500 moms. We're almost to 600, where we share everything from recipes to funny things to support. So feel free to join us. And again, my goal this year is to help 100 moms start homeschooling in the year 2022. So if you want to join our movement of mamas ready to make powerful, positive changes for our children, feel free to message me. I would love to help you do that. I'm excited for where the future is this year with homeschooling and home education. So thank you for joining me again today. What is your calling? I love to hear about it and how you're starting to find out what that may be. I hope you all have a wonderful weekend. Take care. I will see you all next week. I know gravity will bring me back to you.
Hey, Mama. Thank you for joining me at the barn today for the Whole Mama podcast. I hope you've laughed, reflected, and learned something valuable to take home to your family. I'll meet you right back here next week. And in the meantime, focus on these important things. Take care of yourself. Read daily with your children. And find times throughout the day to truly be present with your family. This time is precious, so we must embrace those moments and be intentional about it. Lastly, remember to find those things that bring you joy daily. That cup of coffee, those comfy leggings, that song or that scripture, or even that glass of wine. Whatever it is, make sure you find that daily joy for yourself. You deserve it, Mama. If you enjoyed this show, please consider supporting it and click the Buy Me a Coffee link in the show notes. For more content, community, and connection, please subscribe to receive a monthly Whole Mama newsletter at my blog at IamTheWholeMama.com and follow me on social media. Thank you again for joining me today, and I'll meet you right back here for our next episode at The Whole Mama.